That'll be $14.50.
I reached into my handbag and removed a 20, handing it to him over the seat. Keep the change.
Thanks.
I didn't budge. I contemplated having him drive me right back to the train station so I could hop on the next train back to New York. I'd come so far, though. So very, very far.
Is something wrong, miss?
No, but can you give me a moment? I could hear his lips smack together and our eyes met in the rearview mirror. His gray ones were narrowed with malice.
I really need to get going, he said with disdain. Today's Christmas, and since I have to be out here, I might as well pick up as many fares as I can.
I understand. I pulled out a compact, fingered my hair, and messed with the mole on my left cheek. It wasn't there 13 years ago. It wasn't there when I left. The driver's pale skin was turning red. It was only a matter of time before the situation turned ugly, even with the $5 plus tip I'd given him. I opened up the door, grabbed my garment bag off the seat beside me, and got out of the cab. It wasn't a white Christmas, but it was an icy one. A rainstorm had come through Washington, D.C. the night before,